Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Masech Nida Daf Samach Ches. We're going to go back to Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis and start the sugya of a Nida being Tevel B'yayim. The Gemara says, it's towards the top of Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, Amar Rav Nida B'zmana Eni Tevel Asela B'layla, V'shaloi B'zmana Tevel Es Bein B'yayim Bein B'layla. Now, Rashi explains that we're talking about a Nida Dairaisa Kamari, Rashi said, Shaloi Sofra Zayin Nikim. Midaraisa, like we had several times before, we're going to have at the end of the perek. Midaraisa, Anida is tamei for 7 days. And it doesn't matter if she has a riyah all 7 days, or she only has one small riyah, one tibas dam kechardel in the beginning, she's tamei for 7 days. Din shivas yamim, not a din of shiva nekiyim. If afterwards she continues to see dam during the yamei ziva, so then, if she sees dam for 1 day, she shemer shem keneged yom, and huudim for 2 days. And if she sees dam for 3 days, 3 days at suf and yimei ziva, then the din is that she needs shiva nekiyim. She needs 7 days without dam, a sphere of shiva nekiyim. And there the halacha is that she can't have any dam the entire 7 days. Now, onida deraisa, she's tamei for 7 days. She cannot be tevel before the end of the 7 days, which end at night. The 7 days include day one, whenever she had that riyah. Even if she had the riyah at the end of the day, that's considered day one. That's 1 day. And she needs 6 more days, but those days have to be completely complete. And she's not tar until the night. So that's what Rav is saying, and that's a deraisa dikadin, that anida cannot be tevel before the night, anida bezmana, where she's being tevel at the earliest possible time, after the 7 days, she has to wait till the night, meaning she has to wait for the completion of the 7 days, like Rashi brings the pasuk, tiyamanidasa, tevanidasa, kol shiva, that has to be the entire 7 days, there is no dina mixis ayayim kukula, and she won't be able to be tevel only by night. And this is in contrast to what we're going to speak soon in the sugya, of a zava, which has to count Zayin Nekiyim, the etzim, the Zayin Nekiyim, is already over when she counts Mixis Yom Shvi. When she counts Mixis Yom Shvi, so then you say Mixis Yom Kukula, and she's already finished the Zayin Nekiyim, and Me'ikir Adin, like we'll see, she could be Tevel, she'll become Tar, if she's Tevel even by day. So that's why Rashi makes the point, it's Anida Deraisa Kamar Shloi Sofer Zayin Nekiyim, and she's Tevel B'Layla, like Rashi says, Tehei B'Nidasa Kol Shiva, she's still Tamei. So the Tefillah is nothing, because it's a Tefillah when she's still Tamei, she has to wait to the night and be Tevel, and then she'll actually be a Tevel Yoyim for Tahares, she has to wait till the next Harif Shemesh until she becomes Tahar. But Shaloi Bezman, Rav said, Tevel is Bein B'Yoyim Bein B'Layla. Once she finishes 7 days, there's no din she has to be Tevel by night. There's no din night. The din is you have to wait till the night of the 7th day, the night after the 7th day, in order for the 7 days to be complete. So it's only Bezmana. Shaloi Bezmana, she could be Tevel whenever she wants, by day or by night. Rabbi Yechon, I'm a bein Bezmana, bein Shaloi Bezmana, ene Tevel es ele b'layla, mishum srach bita. And the Gemara says that Rav himself was Chayzer. Rabbi Yechon is saying that even if she's being Tevel, Shaloi Bezmana, but we're afraid her daughter will see it being Tevel, and her daughter will see that her practice is to be Tevel by day, and she'll think that she's being tevel the 7th day, the earliest time, and she's tevel yet by day, which is too early. So if the daughter will do that, she'll come lidei kares, like Rashi says. She doesn't realize that her mother is only doing this on the eighth day when she already finished the nidus. And the Gemara says the Rav was also chayzer. And then the Gemara brings down the Amiram that were misakin that they could be tevil on the eighth day, dafka on the eighth day, because of an einus. Rav Idi was misakin by Narish to be tevil on the eighth day because of the lions, Rav Acha by Yaakov and Pumbinya because of the ganavim, Rav Yudah Pumbadisa because of the cold, Rav Mechuzah because of the avaloi that they were closing the shahir. So then Rav Papa asked to Rava that the whole problem should only be by a nida. So when they were actually keeping the din of nida, because could be in the Zman of Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, it wasn't especially the Chumr of Rabbi Zeira, B'nai Yisrael Achmir Atzman, to always keep Zayin Nekim. So when they were in Nida, so then you have the Chilik. There's a din, Me'ikir Adin, on the seventh day, there's an Isser. It doesn't work, Mideraisa, it's a Kares, if they're Tevil on the seventh day. And then you have the Nisrach Bita, if you're Tevil the eighth day, which that is Nidcha when there's an Einus. But since they're counting Zayin Nekim, so what's the problem? They could even be tevil on the seventh day, he asks. Let Velina be a mom b'dishviya. And Rashi explains, because mimanavshach, if she's a nida, not a zava, so the day, the seventh day of the Zayin Nekiyim is already definitely after the seventh day since the Riyah, because the Zayin Nekiyim would start at the earliest the day after the Riyah. It's the day the Riyah stopped. And if she's a zava, so a zava could be tevil b'yayim. Mixes ayim kakula. So the Gemara answered, "Mishum de Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya Acha Titter Acha Acha Lekulon Shei Tumim Sex Neim Mishum Em Acha Titter Acha Maisa Titter." After she does the Maisa Svira, she counted the 7 days. So the seventh day, the Maisa, the Mixus Ayem Kekula, is good enough to make her tahar. Avol Amr Chacham Asalasis Kain Shem Tavil Adei Safik. But Chazal say that she can't do it because if she has a Riyah after the Tvila, so that says her everything. The din is the Vayla she's tahar. If she doesn't have a Riyah, she's tart. But she does have a Riyah, so Kuntay Slamafreya, you can't count this as a Yom Naki because she ended up with a Riyah that day. You can only count the Mixus Yom Kekula if it was a Mixus of a Yom Naki. So as soon as she counted, she did a Maisa, she did a Maisa Sphere on that day, so then she's tart. But it's only if it ended up being a Yom Naki, so she did the Maisa Sphere on a Yom Naki, so then she's tart. Mashenkin, if the day didn't end up being a Yom Naki, so she never had Zayin Nekiyim, so the Mixus Yom doesn't count, and she's Tameh. So there's a Machlekes Rishenim. The din of Omru Chachamim, Asa Lassus Kain, the Issed Rabbanan, what's it going on? What's it going on? Is it saying that you can't do the Tvilah then? Or is it saying you can't do the Tashmish then? Rashi is Mashma, and Taisa says it's clear, that the Omru Chacham, the Issed, is going on the Tvilah. But the Tashmish is also Midaraisa, because Midaraisa, it's a suffix. Enechinami, if she's Tevil on Yom Zayin, and she doesn't have a Riyah the rest of the day, so she no longer needs another Tvila, because Lemafreya, she was already Tar from the time of that Tvila. But, since you don't know if she's gonna have a Riyah the rest of the day or not, so right now you don't know if she's Tar, so it's a suffix deraisa l'chumra. You can't be Meshamish of the Midaraisa, it's a suffix deraisa l'chumra. No, what the Braisa means is, Amacham Asalasis Kain means that you're not going to be Tevil, because if you're Tevil, you might decide to be Meshamish, and if you're Meshamish, then it might turn out that the Tashmish is going to be Asir. That's what Taisa says is Meduik in the words, Shema Tavai Lidei Safik. If it's talking about the Tashmish, it's not Shema Tavai Lidei Safik, it's already a Safik. It's not maybe it'll be a Safik, it's definitely a Safik. It should say Shema Tavu Lidei Isser, that if she's Mishamish, so maybe it will become that that will be an Isser. Now Teret says the Tashmish is Asa, it's Asa Midaraisa. The Tvila is Asa because maybe she'll be Mishamish, and that being Mishamish is a Suffolk. Shema Tavu Lidei Suffolk, maybe she'll be Mishamish and bring yourself Lidei Suffolk. Taisus also brings a Raya from the Mishnah later, that the Mishnah says by Shemeris Yaim Kineged Yaim, that she's Tavla B'Sheni. Then it says, Tavul b'yem shal achra v'shimsha hareza tarbus ro. Hareza tarbus ro, because maybe she'll have a Riyah. That sounds like there's an Issa d'Araisa. So that's Taisa Shita, that the Tashmish is also mid'Araisa, and when the Gemara says, Omrecham osalasas ken, it's going on the Tvila. But other Rishainim, the Rith, The Rambam is mashmid this way, and Kamer Rishonim, there's a raya from a Gemara that Tosfos brings a Gemara earlier in the Chav Tesim and Beis, but that Gemara seems pretty clear that the Gemara was saying that you do the tefillah, you just can't be mishamish because of Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon is going on the Tashmish. Tosfos says there, the tefillah will be mutter because it's anyway a bunch of sveikis, and that's why in that place it's going on the Tashmish. But the Pashas HaGemara is mashma, that the tefillah is that we're not discussing the tefillah, we're discussing the Tashmish. The Tashmish is Asa Midar Abana. And the Yushayim HaMechalik, between this and Shemer Yushayim Kenegin Yoyim, the Ramban and the Rajba Yifanart say, by Shemer Yushayim Kenegin Yoyim, there's a regilus that she becomes a Zavah Gedela. So since there's a regilus that she becomes a Zavah Gedela, that would make it a Safek Dairaisa. Now Shenken here, she's Huxaka B'mayin Sosum. Since she's Huxaka B'mayin Sosum, so Midiraisa, she doesn't have to be Cheshish for Uriah. I think the Svaris HaMachloikis is like this. The Shaila is, could you make a Chazaka? Could you be Seimich on Chazaka when the Chazaka didn't necessarily Shafa Din? You have a Zayin Nekiyim Lefanecha. You had 7 days, 6 days, 6 complete days, and now the 7th day without Uriah. Does that make like a chuzuk amayin sasum, like the Ramban and the Rashba call it, that the pshat is that I don't have to be chayshish for Uriya. Meicha teisa she'll have Uriya. She hasn't seen for a while. Meicha teisa. There's a chazaka that she'll stay the way she is. She won't have Uriya. But li'idachisa, she doesn't have any din. We don't know. When you have a cheskes tara, isha that's tar, so she has a cheskes tara, it's a din. The cheskes tara is a din, so you don't have to be chayshish, she'll have Uriya and become Tame. Even if she had a Riyah, it's not Matami Lamafreya because of the Cheskes Tara, like we have in the beginning of the Masechta. But here she has no Cheskes Tara. Adrabah, she's Tame. You want to say that she becomes Tara because of the Zayinikim. But that's dependent if she has a Riyah today. So she doesn't have a Cheskes Tara. But she has like a Cheskes Einaroya, a Cheskes Mayon Asasam. So there the Rishayim are saying that the Cheskes Mayon HaSasim will say that I don't have to be Cheshish for Uriah today. And Taisha says no. The fact, the Maisa, we don't know that she's Tar. If anything, she has a Cheskes Tumah, and you're trying to say that she's Tar now, and you don't know because that's dependent on what's going to happen later today. And that's Taisha's Raya, that she's still called Becheskes Tumah, from Yisiva Shemer Shem Kneg and Yoyim. You don't say that she becomes Becheskes Tar when she does the Sphira, because the sphere would work unless she has something to be seisher, to be accurate lamafreya. You don't say that. So who would in the 7th day, you won't say that you have a sphere here lefanenu, which would work unless something is accurate lamafreya, so that makes the cheskes tara. It doesn't. That's the raya from Shemei Yisrael Kenegel Yayim. But the Rishayim are saying, no, it's not the pshat she has a cheskes tara. She has a cheskes ein araya. So then you can't bring a raya from Shemei Yisrael Kenegel Yayim. Shemeres k'neim k'neged yom, the regilus is to have continuous riyas. She never was muchzik and ain't a riyah. She just had a riyah yesterday, and the regilus is that she'll have another riyah and become a zavah gedolah. Hashem kain, if she already has a zayin nikiyim, it's already the 7th day that she didn't have a riyah, so then the chazak is that she'll complete the day without a riyah, a cheskes mayin sasa, you have to be chayish midaraisa. Al-Kobanim, that's a machlekes rishenim, if the issid, the rabbanon here, is going on the tashmish itself, well, the Issa Rabbanan is going on the Tvilah, and they were geyser, the Issa Tashmish is an Issa Deraisa, and they were geyser Tvilah Mishum Tashmish. But in the Etzim Sugi also, there are Kamashitas in the Rishenim. This, like she said, is not so negay alacha lemaisa. It's only a Shaila. If the Tashmish B'yayim Shvi is Issa Deraisa, Issa Rabbanan, it's certainly an Issa Rabbanan. But there are Kamashitas Rishenim is a little bit negay alacha lemaisa. The most cool shita in the sugi is the shita of the Baal Amor, the Asaga Sarazah on the Baal Nefesh Leraivid, that he holds that this whole sugi is talking about Taharis. But Lebaila, there were never geyser that a Zava shouldn't be Tevel, even B'yayim Shvi. The Frati says it's a Vaitech Shash. First of all, Pasha, she's not a Zava, we're just being Machman that she's a Zava. And then you need geyser, she shouldn't be Tevel, because she might be Mishamish. And even if she is Mishamish and she is a Zava, but it's only a Suffolk that she might have a Riyah afterwards. So why should they be Geizah so right? He holds the whole Gemara is talking about Taharis. The whole Srach beat of the Gemara is discussing Tahiris. And Rav Papa's question was just, when he says he should be Tevil B'yayim Shvi, he means to be Tevil and Meshamish. He was just using a Lashon Nekiya. He wasn't saying there's any Issa to be Tevil B'yayim Shvi. He just wanted to know why there's an Issa Tashvish B'yayim Shvi. So now the Gemara is saying there's an Issa Tashvish Midei Rabbanan. Shem B'tavil U'dei Safik, like the Rif and the Rambam learned, that whole Issa Tashvish is the Rabbanan. But there is no Issa Tvila according to the Baal Amar, even Midei Rabbanan. That's a Das Yachid in the Rishonim. The Ra'ah in the Bedek Abayis and the Rajbam is a little bit less Mekel, but he's also Mekel B'yayim Shmini. Because the Rishonim have a big Kasha on the Baal Amar, that what's all these Amiron, who were not in the times of Tyrus L'chaya, saying that you could be Tevil B'yayim Shmini because of the different Einzim, the lions and the Ganavim and the Tzina. They seem to be talking Halachal L'maisim. They seem to be talking about L'baila, not just L'tyrus. So the Ra holds that the first Yamiram we're talking about before was in Smash at the Chumra of Rebzeira. So there was a problem with Srachbita, because they only kept 7 days. So there, if you tevel by day, it's Mamash Issacharis. So there's a din of Srachbita. So they said, but Srachbita is mutter b'makam einus, we're not going to worry about Srachbita when there's an einus and it can't be tevel. But Rava, he was talking about after the Rav was talking after the spashes of the Chumah Rav Zeira. You see from Rav Papa's kash on him. So in Rav there is no problem with Srachbita. And when Rav said it was mutter to be tevil by day because of the avuloy, because of the shara'ir, he meant on Yom Shvi. On Yom Shvi it's mutter, and otherwise it would be aser. Rav Papa asked him, why is it aser? And he answered, because you're not allowed to be tevil because you might be mishamish. And that's true even Labaila. But that's only Yom Shvi. But Yom Shmini, this Gzeira of Srach Bita, Zatirah, that's only when, if you'd be Tevil B'Yom, you'll be an Issa Kares, so then you make a Gzeira of Srach Bita. But if you'd be Tevil B'Yom, it's just an Issa of Shema Tishamish, which is a Suffolk, Shema Tavili Dei Suffolk, for that you're not going to make an Issa of Srach Bita. You'll ask the Yom Shvi, you're not going to ask the Yom Shmini. So Rava wasn't talking about Yom Shmini with Srach Bita. Rav was talking about Yom Shvi, and there the Yisr is Shemit Hashemesh. But once it's past Yom Shvi, there is no Srach Bita, and it's Mutal Chatchil to be Tevil on Yom Shmini. So we have Nachamal, the Baal Amar, that says that the whole Gemara is talking about Legabe Tyres, and Legabe Baila, there's no Yisr even the Yom Shvi. And when the Gemara asks the Kasha to be Tevil B'Shvi, the Gemara means Himashamish B'Shvi. And in that, the Gemara says, if Shimon holds this, an Issa Tashmish B'Shvi Midei Rabbanan Shematav L'Dei Safik. And then we have the Ra'ah that says, no, Avada the Gemara means it's an Issa Tvila B'Shvi. That's why Rava was only Materit because of Einis. But Rava was going on Shvi. The other Amiram were going on Shmini, because there, it wasn't a Spashah Chumah Derab Zera. So he had a serious Srach Bita. If the Bita would be Tevil a day early, by day, it will be an Issa Karis. But now, there were anyway Nei Chumra Derab Zera, so there's no serious Srach Bita. If the Bita is Tevil early, it's only Shem and Tira. So that, there is no Srach Bita, and even the Issa of Shvi is Mutta B'Makamainis. But it is an Issa Derabanan, Shalai B'Makamainis, Shem and Tishamish. But Rav Yishenim hold that the way. Rav Yishenim hold that the whole Gemara is the same case. The whole Gemara is talking about Shmini. And there's an Issa Shmini even Ha'idna, because since there's an Issa Shvi Ha'idna, an Issa Derabanan to be Tevil, because you might be Meshamish, and if Meshamish is an Issa Derabanan or Deraisa, we spoke already, Pal Kapanen, even if the Tashmish is an Issa Derabanan, they still acid the Tvila, they made like Exeri, L'Exeri, you find the need that they do that. And they also acid Shmini Al Srach Bita, because they didn't want the Bas to get mixed up when the Tvila should be, and the Srach Bita Issa, that they were Makel when there's an Einus. And that's the das of Rav Yishenim, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that there is an Issa to be Tevil B'Yayim, B'Yayim Shvi, there's a more Chametik Issa Shemet Hashemesh, and B'Yayim Shmini, an Issa of Srach Bita, which is less Chamer, with Matha B'Makam Einis, and that's the Issa because the Bas will get mixed up. Now there's another Machlekes Yishenim, that Taisus brings down, that Ranatam says he doesn't have to actually be Tevil by night, as long as he gets home by night. The main thing is Shemet Hashemesh. So as long as she gets home by night, so there's no Shash, she'll be Meshamesh by day, that's fine. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Taisus doesn't bring down another day. The Rosh brings down the Rashbam that says, no, they made an Issa Tefillah by night. They made Dafka that the Tefillah should be by night. Al Shemit Tashamish. They made a light plug. They didn't say to get home by night. They said you have to actually be Taibah by night. Now, there is also a Shaila in the Paiskin that the Shach holds Rabbeinu Tam that had this Heter that she could come home by night. She could be Taibah by day as long as she comes home by night. Is Dafka the eighth day, he says. Is Dafka by the Serach Mita. His Lashon is that the Bas will realize that the mother's only coming home by night, so she won't be Taibah by day. But to be Taibah on Yom Shvi B'Yom, that even Rabbeinu Tam is maskim, is asur to be Taibah B'Yom, even if she comes home by night. But Kam Achreinim, not all that way. There's Aveda Segashuni, Sejitaira brings down, and the Chasam Sefer discusses it, and the Chacham Tzvi, and they say Rabbeinu Tam held his din even on Yom Shvi, because the Ikar Tam is, there's no Gzeir Mishum that he might be Mishamish. Shall Diukim in different Rishainim, and now with Taisus and the Rosh and the Tur. And Alach HaLamaisi, you do find, Paiskim, that a Mekel, even be Yom Shvi, if they're not able to be Tevel by night, they have to be Tevel before night, to be Tevel before night and to come home by night. The Chasam Sofer speaks about it. He just says that it has to be that she's not getting out of the mikveh area to get to the house before night, just to go to someone else's house. He says it doesn't help. They weren't mechalik between someone else's house and their own house. The pshat is she's still on the road until night. Yeah, this also is a sheet that it holds. Raven the sheet this, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that she has to be tevel bein b'yam shvi, bein b'yam shmini by night, but he says b'di'eved, if she's tevel by day, it is chal. She just shouldn't tell her husband about the tefillah until night. But if she is chal, she doesn't have to tevel again. Now, b'yayim shmini, it's command borah that way, because once you see the matul chachila b'makam oynis, in dem shtei b'di'eved, it's good. But b'yayim shvi, it's not so pashut. Rav Yishayim hold this way. But the Baal Nefesh L'Ravid brings the shultis to Rabbi Chayigayin that holds it is ma'akav b'di'eved. And the Shach also brings in the Bach, the Maril, and the Gaius Maimonis, and the Gaius Sharidura, and others that hold that Yom Shvi is no good even with the Evid. And the Shach Paskin says, Yishvi Machme, Echad the Efshet to be Tevel again, if she was Tevel by day, be Yom Shvi. And the Shach is a Shtikal of Shitase, because he holds that the whole Heter of Rebbeinu Tam doesn't apply to Yom Shvi. But like I said, our Achreinim that hold that even that B'makam Adchak, but Makam Einis, it could be matter to be Tevel Yom Shvi, providing that she comes home at night. But the Tefillah, actual Tefillah, could be B'yom Shvi. Still the Gay of the Shiloh, let's say, she comes home earlier. But L'chayr, if you are matter the Tefillah B'yom Shvi, that she should come home later, it's not mistarbit to say that if she comes home earlier, the Tefillah B'di'evit is no good. So let's see, come, we have the Balamar Shita, that the whole dinner being Tevel by day doesn't apply. It was only said Legabi Tyrus. We have the Ra'ah in Bedek Abaye Shita that have added the din applies B'yom Shvi, but the din of Serach Bita wasn't said Legabi the ones that are Noeg in the Churma Derab Zeri, because the Serach Bita is only under, would then only be under Rabbanan. The Serach Bita was only said by Nida Gemura when they weren't Noeg by Churma Derab Zeri. But Rav Vishayim, and that's the Psak and Shulchan Aruch, hold that B'yom Shvi and B'yom Shmini, there is an Issa to be Tevel by day. But B'yom Shvi, the Isser is even B'makam Einis. B'yom Shmini, there you have a Heter B'makam Einis. Now, Rav Yishayim hold that B'di'evid, it's good if you tevel B'yom Shvi by day, but the Asar Yishayim that Amachm even B'di'evid. And we also had the Machlekes of Benetam and Rishbam, if it means you can't be tevel B'yom, or you could be tevel B'yom as long as you don't come home B'yom, and you have the Shach that says Benetam is only Mekel, B'yom Shmini, but you have the Achreinim that say B'netam was Mekel even B'yom Shvi, and B'shasat Chak, there are people that are Mekel, even B'yom Shvi, providing that she comes home by night. And now let's see the next sugya, the sugya of the Chafifa that has to be Samuch Tefillah, and that the Chafifa has to be night. That sugya. The Gemara, there are a few different Gemaras, and there's a Shaila how to put it all together. The first Gemara, Andav Samach Zayin, and Beis, in the middle of the Amud, starts off, Amr Avuna Isha Chafefes Be'echa B'Shabbos Tevelos B'Shlishi B'Shabbos. Aisha could do the Chafifa on Sunday, and B'Tevel Shlishi B'Shabbos means Monday night, the following night. Shekein Isha Chafefes Be'er B'Shabbos Tevelos Moisei Shabbos. Just like you see, a woman could do the Chafifa on Friday, and B'Tevel Amaitzah Shabbos, who would then, she could be Tevel, she'd be Chafef on Sunday, and B'Tevel Monday night. And similarly, he says, she could be Chafef on Sunday and B'tayvel B'Revi on Tuesday night, because she could do that with a Meitzayant of Shechalias Acher Shabbos, and she could also be Chayfef on Sunday and B'tayvel on Wednesday night, just like she could have 3 days, Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And the Beis Yosef points out, the reason why the Gemara said 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is because they were Mekadosh Al Piriyah, and therefore they didn't necessarily have 2 days of Yom Tov regularly, but today we have 2 days of Yom Tov, will be the same din as 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Chisda said, Kulu Aminan, but Shekein Lai Aminan. Enech Inami, she could be Teivah, she could be Chayfif on Friday, and be Teivah on Meitzah Shabbos, or Chayfif on Friday, and be Teivah on Sunday night, if Sunday is Yom Tov, or 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, she could be Chayfif, she could be Teivah 3 days after the Chafifa. But Shekein Lai Aminan, Heichad Avshav, Sheheichad Lai Avshav, Lai Avshav. It's only in the case where you have the Shabbos and Yantif and it's Layefshir. Otherwise, she has to do the Chafifa the same day as the Tvila. And Rav Yemer Amar, Afila Shekein Amar Minu. Rav Yemer agrees to Rav Huna that you could do Shekein, whatever you could do for Shasat Chak, you could do normally. But, Labar Me'isha Chafefis Be'echa B'Shabbos Tefelos B'Chamishi B'Shabbos, the Lemaitzai Shneiam Taimisho Shishana Shachar Shabbos Lesser, the Avshach Vevis Belaila, Vitevelis Belaila. She would not be able to be Chayfif Sunday and be Tevel Wednesday night, because whenever you'd have a 3 day Yomtif, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and a Shabbos, so then she would not do the Chafifa Erev, the 3 day Yomtif, and the Tvila Maitzai, the 3 day Yomtif. She would do the Chafifa and the Tvila both on Maitzai Shabbos or Maitzai Yomtif. And that the Gemara says, Darish Mirema Hilchas Sekrav Chista Ukunim Tarech Shev Yema. And Rashi explains, you go both ways of Chumrah. Hilchas Sekrav Chista, Shekein Lay Aminon. You don't say Shekein. Whatever is Mutter is only Mutter when there is a Tzerech. And also, Kunim Tarech Shev Yema, even when there is a Tzerech, it wouldn't be Mutter to be Chayfif on Erev the 3 day Yantif and be Taivol Maitse the 3 day Yantif. Okay, you'd be Chayfif Belaila and Taivol Belaila. That's the first Gemara. So the Maskanas HaGemara seems that you can't push off the Chafifa to the day, the Tefillah to the day after the Chafifa unless it's necessary because of Shabbos or Yom Tov. And we'll see a little bit later in the Sugya, what's the din? In other words, if you have a Tefillah on Maitzei Shabbos, do you in that case also say that you should be Chafif Belaila and Tevel Belaila? Or it's only when it's 3 days, then already you say that you have to be Chafif Belaila and Tevel Belaila. But when it's 1 day, then you chayfif Erev Shabbos and you tevel Meitzah Shabbos. It's not 100% clear what the maskana of this Gemara is. Now the second Gemara is Stam Eser Shaila, you lie to be chayfif Belaila and Titfel Belaila, and Rashi explains that maybe you should not be chayfif and be tevel the same night because she's Muhammad Labesa, she's in a big rush and she won't do the chafifa properly. The Gemara brings a machlekes Mezutcha and Avchinina. Mezutcha says it's Asher, Avchinina Misura says it's Mutter. And the Gemara brings a story with Rav Nachman that he went to settle the fight with the Dvisa de Abba Bamari, Reish Kalusa, that she was angry, and he told her to be Tevel, and she said, you can come tomorrow, and he said, why? You don't have enough pots to heat up the water. In other words, you could do the preparations tonight. You see, Rav Nachman held that she could be Chayfif Belaila and Tevel Belaila. Then the Gemara brings Darish Rava, that Rava says that the Isha is Chafafis Be'er Shabbos and Tevel Samaritzai Shabbos. But the Gemara says, Rav Papa told him, no, Ravin sent the letter that Isha can't be Chayfif Erev Shabbos and Mitevel Meitzah Shabbos. It's even Shver Hak should be Chayfif B'Yem and Tevel Belaila. But that you could do, Rashi explains, to be Chayfif the same day and Mitevel the night, that you could do, because you don't want it to be Chayfif Belaila and Tevel Belaila, should be in a rush. That's why they allowed it to be Chayfif B'Yem and Tevel Belaila. But the second day, that they didn't allow, and then she should take do the Chafifa and Tvila by night. So that's a shayla if that stims with the Gemara earlier. And the last Gemara says like this, Hilchas Isha Chafefis B'yem V'Tevelis B'layla, the Hilchas Isha Leitachef Ela B'layla. One halacha is the isha should be chayfif b'yayim etayva b'lal. The other one is the isha should only do the chafifa by night. Kasha hilchasa hilchasa. Like kasha, had the efshir, had the leyefshir. It depends if it's efshir or leyefshir. So there's a three-way machlekes rishenim. Rashi and two pshatim etaisis, the shildis and Rebbeinu Tam etaisis. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What's the maskanas ha-Gemara? What does it mean, had the efshir, had the leyefshir? Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns that if it's efshir, she should not be chayfif by night. Because the Gemara is still going with the tzad that she'd be in a rush. But like Taisus points out, it's not mamish and iser. It says, isha chafefis b'yayim v'tevelis b'layla. It doesn't say, isha loy tachef b'layla. It says, isha should be chafefis b'yayim v'tevelis b'layla. That's l'chatchila. That's the best way. It's not mamish and iser. That's her Rav Nachman in the case where she didn't do it by day. Even according to Rashi, she's allowed to do it by night. But the correct proper thing is not to do it by night. And the case where it says, ish loy tachef ela b'layla, is when it's loy efshir. And what's the case of Leyefshir? Rashi says, it's talking about the tefillah was chala meitzah yamtif, and some agaris meitzah Shabbos. So that's Leyefshir. And why is it Leyefshir? It sounds like we don't want to separate the chafifa from the tefillah an entire day. So that's called Leyefshir. So that's what it means, the verse, like tachaf ela b'layla, if she's not efshir to be chafif that day, because it's Shabbos, or yamtif, and she has to be chayfif a previous day, so that's called loyefshir, she should only do it by night. So the Rosh learns that Memela were arguing on the Gemara before, that says, Hilchasa k'ref chisla k'metayet shav yemer. Because there it says, that a isha could be chayfif b'erev Shabbos and b'tev l'meitzah Shabbos. The only time she can't do it is like the case of Rav Yemer, where it's a three-day yamtif. There we don't say she could be chayfif 3 days before, and be tevil by night. But here, we're calling it Leyefshir, even if it's a day before. And we're saying she should be chayfif by night. And we're saying Leytachif ela b'layla. You can't be chayfif the day before. So this hilchasa is arguing on that hilchasa. That's what the Rosh holds. And the Rosh is saying, a bigger chumra also, that let's say, Meitzah Shabbos is yamtif, so you can't be chayfif by night, he says to push off the tvila. The yisayid is, it's Leyefshir. That's the point. Leytachif ela b'layla. If she can't be chayfif the day before the tefillah, then she can't be chayfif at all. She can only be chayfif by night. And if she can't be chayfif by night, she can't be chayfif altogether. So when it's efshir to be chayfif the day of the tefillah, that's the preferred way. Because you don't want her to wait for the night because she'll be in a rush. You do it the day of the tefillah. But when she can't be chayfif the day of the tefillah, it's Meitzah Shabbos, it's Meitzah Yom Tov, then she has to be chayfif by night. And if she can't be chayfif by night, l'das rush, she pushes off the tefillah. But Taisus holds no. Taisus holds, faket, you're going to learn the Gemara with Rav Yemer and Rav Chista and Rav Huna, that the case where she could be tevil, not on the same day the Chafifa, is the case where the Meitzah Shabbos is Yamtif. So then, she's Chafif on Erev Shabbos, and tevil on Meitzah Shabbos, because it's Yamtif, she can't do the Chafifa at night. Or the case where she could do the Chafifa 2 days before, is when it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and she's chayfif the day before the 3 day yamtif, and she's being tevil the second day of yamtif, or Shabbos after 2 days of yamtif. So there again, she can't do the chafifa by night, so it works even 2 days before. But 3 days before, she doesn't do, because she could do the chafifa by night. Hu adin, when it's Meitzah Shabbos and it's not yamtif, then she doesn't even do it 1 day before, because she could do the chafifa by night. That's how Taisus learns. So everyone's masking if she could do the chafifa by night, even if it's only 1 day before, she should do it by night. That's the pshat in the Gemara when it says that isha nechafefes ela b'layla. It means when she's being tevil meitzah Shabbos and meitzah Yom Tov, she can't be tevil that day, so she's tevil by night. The machlokes, the Rosh and Taisus is that the Rosh says that if she can't be tevil the night also, she has to push off the tefillah. And we don't pass it like Rav Yemer and Rav Chista earlier. And Taisus says, no, Rav Yemer and Rav Chista are talking about a case where she can't be chayfif by night. Anytime she can't be chayfif by night, she could be chayfif the day before, or even 2 days before. But when she could be chayfif by night, and the only choice is between the night, or a day before, or 2 days before, then she's mechuyev to be chayfif by night. Now the Shach, in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tesef Katan Vav, he learns a third shot in Rashi. He learns, why did Rashi say Meitzah Yom Tov? Why didn't Rashi just say Meitzah Shabbos? He learns that Rashi means that it's like Efsha because it's 3 days. In other words, when it's not 3 days, even if it's a regular case of Tfilah B'Motzei Shabbos, also she shouldn't be Chayfif by night, she should be Chayfif Erev Shabbos. Loi Efsha is going on the Gemara before Rav Yemar, that 3 days doesn't work. 3 days is called Loi Efsha, that's what he means, Maitzei Yantif. He means Maitzei 2 days Yantif after Shabbos, where there you can't be Marchik 3 days, there, Eina Chayfif Esel B'Layla, it's Loi Efsha. Now Shein Kain, if it's only 2 days or 1 day, so then she should be Chayfif Erev Shabbos and be Tevel Maitzei Shabbos, or Chayfif Erev Shabbos and Yantif and be Tevel Maitzei Yantif if it's only 2 days. So come at an afkimina la locha, lefi the Rosh and Taisis, she should be dafki be chayfif meitzah Shabbos, not be chayfif erev Shabbos, the dafki be chayfif meitzah Shabbos and mitevel meitzah Shabbos, but according to the Shach, no, she should be chayfif erev Shabbos and mitevel meitzah Shabbos, only when it's 3 days, then she's not chayfif belayla. But that's Sittas Rashi in the Sugya, that the preferred time is to be chayfif by day and mitevel by night, so she shouldn't be in a rush. If it's Meitzah Shabbos, Meitzah Yantif, if it's Loi Efsha, she can't be Chayfif by day, so then she's Chayfif and Tevel by night. The Shildas learns Vekert. The Shildas learns, Ish Loi Tachaf Ela B'Layla means we need Smicha L'Chafif at Tvila, and Vekert, the Chafif has to Dafke be by night. If she's Chayfif by day, you're not being Masmich L'Chafif to the Tvila good enough, and therefore, that's not allowed. Ish Loi Tachaf Ela B'Layla. When is it allowed? When the Tvila is Leil Shabbos. When the tefillah is a time where you can't do the chafif at that time, like Leil Shabbos. So then it's Loi Efsha, so then she could be chafif b'yayim and tevel b'layla. But otherwise, she has to dafke be chafif b'layla. And Taisus again says that that could stim with Rav Yemer and Rav Chista, because you could say that when Meitzei Shabbos is Yomtif, or Meitzei Yomtif after Shabbos is also Yomtif, like 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so in such a case, again, she could be chayfif a day before or 2 days before, all because it's Loi Efsha. When it's Efsha, she has to dafke be chayfif by night. When it's Loi Efsha, she's chayfif that day. And hu adin the day before if it's Loi Efsha earlier. So it comes in a very big machlekes halacha lemaisa between Rashi and the Shultas, though. Stam and Isha, in a regular yom shel chayil, she could be chayfif by day, she could be chayfif by night. According to Shildah, she has to be dafke be chayfif by night. She shouldn't be chayfif by day, you're not being masmich the chafifa to the tvila. And according to Rashi Faket, she be dafke, she be chayfif during the day, she shouldn't be chayfif by night, although Taisa says it's not an isser, it never says it's an isser to be chayfif by night. But al kapanim is an inyan not to be chayfif by night, so that she shouldn't be in a rush. Now you have Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Rabbeinu Tam is the third Shita that he says, there's really no chilek day and night. She could be chayfif by day. She could be chayfif by night. When the Gemara says ish loi tachaf ela b'layla, it means it's going back on the previous Gemara when the tefillah is Meitzei Shabbos. And there the question is, does she have to bedafke be chayfif Meitzei Shabbos, or could she get away with being chayfif also erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says, when Meitzei Shabbos, then you're separating a day that you can't do ish loi tachaf ela b'layla. Hashem Kain, what does it mean that Isha could be chayfif b'yayim and tevelis b'layla, meaning on Erev Shabbos? That's when he can't be chayfif Meitzei Shabbos. Meitzei Shabbos, gufa is yamtif, so then you can get away with being chayfif a day earlier. So that halacha of Meitzei Shabbos is the same as the Shildas in Rashi, that when the tefillah is Meitzei Shabbos, the chafifa is done Meitzei Shabbos, and also it's the same as Shildas in Rashi, at least according to Taisus, not according to the Rosh, that when you can't be chayfif that Meitzei Shabbos, then you could be chayfif Erev Shabbos. That also comes at you. But Rabbeinu Tam is being mekel and saying when it's a regular Yom Chayil, and the question is being chayfif by night or being chayfif by day, the same day as the tefillah, makes absolutely no difference. You could do either one. So Pashas, we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. But as far as the Machlokes, Rashi and the Shildas, this is no clear achrot. But already Taisus mentions this idea, and the Shulchan Aruch says that the correct thing to do is to try to get both. How do you get both? By starting the chafifa by day. So since you started the chafifa by day, so already you're not going to be in a rush because you're doing the chafifa by day. But you won't have a problem of chafifa samach utvila because you end the chafifa by night. So as soon as you end the chafifa, you do the tvila. So you have both. You have both the maila of the chafifa being during the day that you're not in a rush, and you have the maila of the chafifa being samach tefillah because it ends at night, and then it could be samach tefillah. So that's the best thing, and then you get both the Rashi and the Shiltis. But the Shulchan Aruch says that this is l'chatchila. If let's say b'di'eved, she has to be chayfif by night, that you're allowed to do. That's what we said, and Rashi is clear that way. There's no issa to be chayfif by night, it's only better to be chayfif by day. So for every reason she can't be chayfif by day, she can be chayfif by night, then adrabba, according to the Shiltis, that's the preferred time. And let's say she b'davka has to be chayfif by day, so by loy efshir, you could be chayfif by day. So either one is good b'di'eved, and the l'chatchila is to try to get them both in. The Shach brings down the Marashal that it seems in his time they had a hard time being chayfif by day because people will see they went to go to the bathhouse during the days when people will see them and they were embarrassed and it wasn't sneis. So Mela, he said they should not do it by night. It's called le'efshe to do it by day. But he said, that's the problem of being in a rush. They should give themselves an hour. They should make up that you have an entire hour, that you're not going to finish within an hour. So Mela, you're not going to be in a rush. You know you're going to have to fill up the hour. So that's okay. First of all, it's a kind of like a layefsha because it was uncomfortable for them to be chayfif by day and they're giving themselves an hour, so male, they won't be in a rush. So that's why they're chayfif by night and being tevil by night. And now let's see the next sugya. We'll start from the Mishnah here on Daf Samachesim and Aleph, the sugya of Hefsek Tara. The Mishnah says, Nida Shabbat Gatz Miyem Shvi Shachris Umatzah Tahira. If a nida, and we're talking about a nida deraisa, that's tamei for 7 days and doesn't need zayin nikiyim, and she was baidik on the 7th day, she found herself tahor, ubein hashmashis lo yefisha, and she didn't make a bedika bein hashmashis to see if she's still tahor, ulacha yamim batka umatzet tzmeya, hareza becheskes tahor, and after a few days, she checked and found herself tamei, but since she did the bedika, so she knew that the dam stopped on the 7th day, so that's enough to establish that the dam stopped, and we assume that she became tahor when she was tevil by the night after the 7th day. And the riyah later is a new riyah. And like the Mishnah says later, that's metame me'eis leis, that would go back for tahoris to me'eis leis. However, if she's bat katzim shi shachus umatzet tmeya, ubein ashmashis leifisha, ulachiz man bat umatzet tahira, Hareza becheskes tamei. If Lamaisa on the 7th day she was tamei, so then, even if afterwards she found herself she was tar, we assume that she's tamei. Like the Taisa Rush explains, who would then if she wasn't baidik, as long as she knew she was tamei and never did a bedika to find herself tahira, we assume that she remains tamei. So this din was said in the Mishnah, legabi anida deraisa, that needs 7 days. And in order for her to establish that the riyah stopped to be tevil at night, she needs a bedika to establish that she's tar. Otherwise, it doesn't help. We assume the riyah continued, even if she has a subsequent bedika and found herself tahira. We assume the riyah continued until the bedika that found herself tahira. And this is also applied by the Rishonim and the Peskin to Lididan, that we consider all the nashim to be zaveis, and they need Zayin Nikim, so who would then? You can't start the Zayin Nikim before you have a Bedika that establishes that the Riyah stopped. Who would then? Vuatam. The Mishnah is saying that we do not assume the Riyah stopped without a Bedika establishing that the Riyah stopped. The Mishnah is talking about Lagabe Nida Deraisa. Who would then? Lagabe Didin Zava. And the Mishnah and the Gemara discusses the Prate Dinim. Because the Tanakhama says it's good enough the 7th day Shachris. Then it brings Rabbi Huda that says it has to be min amincha ulamayla. And then the Chacham say even the 2nd day of the Nidus, if she was Baidik Shachris, would also be Becheskes Tahir. So Rashi learns that there are 3 opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says you always need the Bedika to be min amincha ulamayla. The Chacham say that you don't need the Bedika mincha ulamayla, even day 2. And the Tanakhama Rashi learns is a 3rd opinion, that if it's day 7, it doesn't have to be mincha l'mayla, but if it's earlier than day 7, the Tanakhama holds it does have to be min mincha l'mayla. And there is a 4th shita, because the Gemara says the 2nd day, and the Chacham Basroi And the Gemara discusses what's the din with the first day. The Gemara says it's a machlokes tanan. There is a brayse that says even the first day, it's good enough to have a bedikah in the morning. The Taizir Rosh holds that there are no four shittas, there's only two shittas. The Tanakamanet said that the bedikah was b'shvi, the Chom Masroya being mefarish. They don't only mean the seventh day, even the second day is good enough bedikah shachris. The Tanakama holds it's always good enough bedikah shachris, that's the Chom Masroya. Rabbi Yehuda holds you always need ben aminchul amayla. And the Gemara that says here Mishain is also not in machloikis with this Mishnah. It's also explaining that even Mishain is good enough. And we'll speak about this a little bit later in this year. But first, the etzem idea that you can establish at the riyastat without a bedikah is that the raiso de rabbanan. The Taisus of Rosh later in the Samach Tesem and Aleph, the Bemaskel v'isal kedaitach, he says it's a chumra de rabbanan. And then he says, even if you say it's the raiso, you could also say pshat in the Gemara. But the pashtus he named on is that it's a chumra de rabbanan. And then he clears, but maybe not. The Arzuruah, in the beginning of Hilchas Nidusim in Shin Lamed Ches, brings a Rishbam that says, B'pshitus, that it's a Chumra Derabanan. Mideraisa, you don't need a Bedika. Which, L'chaira, I was thinking, what's the Pshat Mideraisa, you don't need a Bedika? Mehecha Tesa, the Riyah stopped. If you don't have a Bedika, how do you know that the Riyah stopped? It says from the Rishainim, from the Arzuruah there, that she could feel that the Riyah stopped. But normally you say that you don't assume there's a Riyah because she has a Cheskes Tahara. She has a Cheskes Tahara, so you don't assume there's a Riyah. Or you could even say, and we discussed this earlier, there could be a Cheskes Mayan Sosum, even if she's Tameh. But there could be a Chazaka that she won't have a Riyah. She has a Cheskes Mayan Sosum, so we don't assume that she'll have a Riyah. Perhaps. But here, there is no Cheskes Tahara, and there is no Cheskes Mayan Sosum, so why don't we have to be cheshish at the Riyah continued? So I think the emes is in the beginning of the Masechta, when discussing why an Isha is not metamei l'mafreya, according to Beis Shammai, according to Shammai, the Gemara brought in the Svar of Cheskes Tahara, but the Gemara also brought a Svar that Isha Magesh is Ba'atzma, that the Isha could feel if she has a Riyah. And if she didn't feel that she had a Riyah, that's all right, that she didn't have a Riyah. And you don't say Dil Ma'argish of Olav Adaito. And that Hillel says that Yimatami Lumafreya, Dom Argish Lavadaita, it's a Chumra for Taris. Also the Gemara says another Svara. The Gemara says a Svara that in Isa David Dami Kara Havaasi. If there would have been blood, we would have seen it. And the Gemara there just discusses if the Kaisli Beis Harechem could be making the dam. But if you have a Bedika afterwards and find the tar, so where was the dam that you think that you might have seen? Elamai, to say he got lost, the Gemara is mashma, that al kaponim midiraisu, we don't say such a thing. Midiraisu, we assume that if there was dam, we would see it, unless it got stuck in the Kais Lebei Serechem, and that was a discussion if Kais Lebei Serechem would be makim dam. And here you don't have that either, because you did a bedika and found the self tar, so there's no dam in the Kais Lebei Serechem either. So these are svaris to say, why you would neman midiraisa that the Riyah stopped, either because Isha Magesh is Batsuma, she could tell if there's a Riyah. If she doesn't feel any more Riyah, so that means that there's no more Riyah. Or because, if there was Dam, where is it? To say it got lost could be Iznanach Shash Deiraisa. But Al-Kapanim, it Taisa Rosh is Al-Kapanim, it sounded that way, the Rishbam that the Arzuru brings down says that klar, that the B'dikas Hefsektar is only Chumra Derabanan Midiraisu when Achreshish. I saw in the Bandei HaShulchan, he wants to bring a Raya from the Rambam, and the Rambam brings these Halachas in Perek Vav, Nanuchas Yisurei Bia, and the Rambam says that in all the cases that we say it's a Suffolk, like the Rambam holds that if the B'dikas is the first day, the Rambam holds Dafka the second day, Dafka Yem Sheni is good, but in Rishon, the Psak of the Rambam is that it doesn't work if it's Shachris. Also, Bechlal, the Rambam says if there's no Bedika, let's say there's no Bedika. So the Rambam says if there's no Bedika, B'yom Shvi, and you only do a Bedika a few days later, and you find the tar, so the Pshat is that she has to be Chayshah, she's a Zava, and she has to bring a carbon, a Chata Sa'if, a Baal, a Safik. A Zava brings a carbon, two wives, echad la'ila v'echad l'chatas. And you could bring ala safik, and ala you could bring with it tonight. And l'chatas seif is a din, you bring a chatas seif abo ala safik. If you're going to say the Rambam, he says, the Miri Yosef says it, but if you're going to say that the Rambam holds it's only a chashter abanan, so how could you bring a carbon? If midiraisa you're not chashish, midiraisa shizich and anazava, so how could you bring a carbon because of a chashter abanan? It must be the Rambam holds that the din efsik tara is a din deiraisa. Midiraisa without a bdika, you have to be chashish. So I just want to be ma'ir that the raya is not mamish mukhrich, because there is a shita mekibetzis and ashmatis and that vayin gimel medeiz in zvachim, ois zvav and ashmatis at the end, that there, the Gemara is mavur, that when you have a psul derabanan, you say dichoy, you have a psul derabanan, you say dichoy, and even if you bring it, but the evidence it's pasul. So, the shita mekibetzis asks, what do you mean? If it's a psul derabanan, and you're going to say dichoy, and you say it's pasul, but midiraisa, it's not possible. So midiraisa yaitza, how could the Rabbanan say you bring, again, a carbon at schulim bazar? So he brings down from the Rishbam that you could bring the oilal tonight, and you could bring the chatas as chatas aifa ba'al asafik. And then the Re asks, but what do you mean it wouldn't work for the case of a behemoth? It would only work for an aif, it wouldn't work for the case of the behemoth. But you see that the shita mekibetzis nemzon, sailafi the Rishbam, sailafi the Re, that even if midiraisa there is no suffix, even if midiraisa the halacha is and it's good, but midirabanan it's no good, even on a psul derabanan you could also bring a chata seif abal a suffix. It's a big chiddush, but that's what it says in the shita mekubetzis. So if you can nem on that there is a din of chata seif abal a suffix even by psul derabanan, you wouldn't have a raya from the fact that the Rambam says that you bring the chata seif abal a suffix, you wouldn't have a raya that's deraisa. Because the Shita Megavetz says you can bring a chata seif a ba'al asafik given by a psul derabana. Lamaisi asks the kasha, how b'chol could you say it's a chash deraisa, midaraisa, there's no tumma without agasha. So here, of course we're talking about the isha wasn't margish. If she was margish and she had a riyah, of course it would be tumma, because she was margish. Elamai, she didn't have agasha. So midaraisa, anyway, there can't be any tumma. How is it shaykh b'chol to say that there's a din tumma deraisa? There's no argosha. But the emphasis is that this is really a kasha on the Gemara, that the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a machlokes here, Rav and Levi. What if she did the bedika on Yom Shvi and found herself tummy? And she did the bedika 3 days later and Vaita found herself tummy, but she didn't do a bedika in between. Rav says she's a Zava Vadai, and Levi says she's a Zava Safik. Rav says that since the bedik in the beginning was tamei, the bedik at the end was tamei, we don't assume there was any stoppage in the middle. There's no chash that way, we never mention the zava vadei. Hashem Levi'els, no. You know she was tamei in the beginning. You know she was tamei at the end of vadei after b'chayshish that the riya continued in the middle, but it's not a vadei. See, have a chayr similar kasha. How could Rav say she's a zava vadei? It's mashem in their isa when there was no hargosha. So the Sidri Tyrant, Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav, wants to say Mikayach this, he has a whole long shtickle there, where he discusses the Inyan of Ksamim, and the concept that Shmuel says, that Midaraisa, Mibasara, Shetargish, Mibasara, that Shmuel says earlier in Perek Haraya Kesem, that Isha that sees Dam with Anagosha is Tar, that he clears to say that it's not necessarily that way. Not everyone necessarily holds away. He wants to say that Rav, that says she's a Zav Vadi Akar holds, you don't need Argosha. The din, why a Kesem is the Rabbanan, is for a different reason, not because it's no Argosha, because it's a Suffolk. Yidash and Dam Vulei Kesem, that if it's a Suffolk, the Tayyar was Matar a Suffolk. Hashem, and here we have a Cheskes Tumah. So it's not a Suffolk, so even though there's no Argosha, she's still Tamei Vadai. The Siri Tayyar wants to bring it as a Raya, that Shmuel is not muskim to everyone, that there are sugyas that don't hold like Shmuel. Rav doesn't hold like Shmuel. The Marcheshes, in Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Hei, Anef Beis, he says it doesn't shtim good, because the Rambam passings like Shmuel, that you need Argosha, and the Rambam also passings like Rav, that she's a Zav Avandai. So how could you say it doesn't shtim? How the Rambam passing like both? So the Marcheshes says that you only need Argosha by the Tchila Sariyah. The Tchilas Ariya comes with our Gasha of Psichas Mekar, or Nizdazeya Gufa. That's how the Ariya starts. That's when you need our Gasha. But when the Ariya stops, you don't need our Gasha. Any subsequent dam is Tameh because of the previous Hagasha. So that's why Rav could say she says, Avavada, you don't need Hagasha, you had Hagasha in the beginning of the Riyah. So that would be a good answer if you're going to say that you need a B'dikas Hafsik Tarim in the Raisa. And the Rav Yishlachan says this there, so he doesn't bring the Mechashis, but he says this there. If you're going to say that you need Hagasha, you need a B'dikas Hafsik Tarim in the Raisa, it's not a Chumad Rabban like Der Zeru says. You're going to say like the Vadei HaShulchan, Medayik and the Rambam, that you need a Hefzik Tara Midaraisa, I Midaraisa need our Gosha. See, anyway of the Kasha, Rav says she's a Zava Vadei, and that L'chor Yizicha means Midaraisa, I need our Gosha. So you have the Mechashis as Teretz, that you just need our Gosha in the beginning of the Riyah. The subsequent part of the Riyah is Tameh because of the previous our Gosha. So here also, if you don't have the Hefzik Tara with Cheshish Midaraisa, that the Riyah continued, and you don't need Agasha because you have the previous Agasha. But like the Bandei Shulchan points out, that would be good if you have no Bedikah at all. But the Rambam is also Kail when you have a Bedikah B'yayim Rishon. The Rambam Shitase holds B'yayim Rishon Bedikah doesn't help. But there you have a Bedikah. You know for sure the dam stopped. What does it mean it doesn't help B'yayim Rishon? It means that Rechayshit started again since it's Hulzik Me'ana Pesuah like the Gemara says. So Rechayshit the whole day shall continue having a Riyah. But once it stopped, you have to be chayish it started again. If it started again, you'll need a new argosha. So how could that be a chash deraisa? She wasn't magish anything. So if it started again, it will be starting again without argosha. So the Bandei Shulchan brings correctly a Sijei Taira, which deals with a similar question. We'll see on the next blot. By Zayin Nekiyim, is it din bedika by Zayin Nekiyim a din deraisa? Is it sad to say the din b'dika by Zayin Nekiyim is a din deraisa? So the shaila is why? Why is there a din b'dika mi deraisa? Mi deraisa dam's not tummy without argosha. So how could there be a din b'dika mi deraisa? So the Sijei Taira, this is in Kuf Tzadik Dalet, Sifkan Dalet, he has it sad to say that even though the dam isn't tummy without argosha mi deraisa, but still you can't count that day for the Zayin Nekiyim. It's not a Yom Noki. It's not Dam Noki. It's still not Noki. He wants to say same thing with Dam Koshi. Hold the whole discussion. Now Al-Kopanim wouldn't be called. It's not Mafsik the Zayin Nekiyim, but it's not Eila. So then you can understand. You have to establish that each day is Noki. So even Dam without Akasha makes it that it's not Noki. So therefore you need B'dika Midaraisa. But in the Rambam he says not that way. So in the Rambam, he has a kasha. How could you say midaraisa? You need a bedika. If lamaisa, you didn't have any argosha, without argosha, even if there was dam, it's tara midaraisa. So you know for sure there was no dam, because you know there wasn't argosha. You didn't feel any argosha. So how could you say midaraisa, you need a bedika to establish that she's tar? You know that she's tar. Even if there was dam, she's tar, because there was no argosha. As Dr. Sijei Taira, you have to say then, that if you're not Baidik, Yechayshish, it was a Riyah with Argosha. You just didn't notice the Argosha. Even though normally, when you have a Cheskes Tara, and you had a Riyah without Argosha, you don't say that maybe there was Argosha. Yenaman Vadid, it wasn't Argosha. Otherwise, any time you have a Riyah without Argosha, it should be a Suffolk Deraisa, and we don't say that. So it must be, if you didn't feel Argosha, Yenaman Vadid, Vadid, there was no Argosha. But that's only if you have a Cheskes Tara. Mashiach, during the Zayin Nekiyim, we don't have a Cheskes Tara. So then, as long as there's a Riyah, even if you didn't have any Argosha, she didn't have any Argosha. But Rechayshah said she had Argosha, and she wasn't aware of the Argosha. So Mel, that could be another possibility. It wouldn't work for Rav, because Rav says she's a Zav Avadai. So you're not able to say in Rav, that says when you have the Bedika and she's Tmeya, and 3 days later Bedika again is Tmeya, she's a Zava Vadai, you wouldn't be able to say it's because maybe she didn't feel the Argosha. That wouldn't make her a Zava Vadai. Big Deichik to say that she Vadai didn't feel the Argosha. Meichik to say it was Argosha. But in Rav, you could say like the Marcheshes, that once you had Argosha in the beginning and it never stopped, you don't need Argosha every day. But in the case of Bedika B'yayim Rishon, where you know it stopped, and the chash is it started again, and there you would need Argosha. So you could say that since it's a cheskes tumah, Akoponim, you have to be chayshish that there was a gashish, you didn't realize it. So this is what you have to say, l'chaya, in order to say that the bedikah of hefsek tara is the raisa. You're going to have to either say that without a bedikah's hefsek tara at all, you could say like the marcheshes, that even though normally dam needs a gashish, but if you had a gashish in the beginning, you don't need a gashish in the hefshech. And l'gabe, the dinim, that when you did the hefsek tara, where it didn't work, where you know that it stops, that you would need a hargasha, you could say that's only a suffix. And the suffix is that maybe she had a hargasha and didn't realize it. But to me, I could hear Stark to say that without any hefsek tara b'chlal, you'd have to b'chayshish midereis to the dam continued. But these chalukim that the Gemara have between Minamincha Lamayla and Bein Hashmashes, like we're going to discuss right away, and between Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi, to say that all these chalukim by their isa, for me it's a little bit shver to say it. And like we said, the bad der shulchan only brought really one raya that it's their isa from the fact that you bring a carbon, and we said over the shita mekavetzes in zvachim that says you could bring a chata seifa bala safik even under rabbanan. So male, we don't really have any raya. We have rishayim that say clearly it's a chumra der rabbanan. We don't have any clear rishayim that say it's their isa. And now let's go to the halacha of the ikkah sugya, which, like I said, it's negayah to us by a zava that they also need a hefsek tara. And the Mishnah has a machlekes if bedika shachris helps for a hefsek tara, or you need bedafka bedika ben hashmashes, or the Gemara's lashon is min hamincha lemaila. And you also have a shaila in the Gemara if the rabbanan who argue are only saying a b'yam sheni or even b'yam rishon, because the Gemara says, that brings a brisa, that the brisa asked in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says you need the bedika to be done in a mincha ulamayla. So it seems that the svara is like this. Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold you need the bedika in a mincha ulamayla? That it seems that since she had a riyah today, or at least we suspect she had a riyah today, she never had a bedika proving that she didn't have a riyah. So this day, somehow, is a day where she's able to have a riyah. That's the interesting thing of the sugya. I didn't see anyone reading it ice with a clerk eye, but it seems to be the unspoken hanacha that somehow if you have a riyah on a certain day, that day is more old to have a riyah. Once it becomes night, already we're not scared, because if we know she ended the day without a riyah, so then to say that she'd have a riyah the next day, that already mechateisa. We know that today she ended without a riyah, so the next day, mechateisa. Mashegan, if she still could have had a riyah today, even though she had a bedikah, we know it stopped, but since she had a riyah today, so somehow today is like very old for her to have a riyah. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that Yom Rishon is worse, like the Gemara's Lashon is, Hoyel v'chuchzik mayim pesuach. You don't say, Kevin the pasach, once she stopped, Hoyel v'chuchzik mayim pesuach. So afraid she still might have a riyah that day. When it comes night already, we're not. But still that day, she might still have a riyah. That's what seems to be the hanacha. So Gemara brings a braisam. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says you need him in a mincha l'mayla, because otherwise I'm scared she still might have a riyah. Just because she stopped in the morning, there's still plenty of hours left in the day for her to have a riyah. So Mela, I'm scared she'll have a riyah. That's why I want it to be close to the end of the day. So they told him, "Ilimoli yadam menachas bnei kol bein hashmashes yafa ata imer. Achshav imerim silik yadei arasa. Mali frisha b'tara mizayin min mincha l'mala. Mali frisha b'tara b'rishayin." If she was able to have yadam menachas bein now, that she's able to see clearly that she ended the day without a riyah, then I understand that you need the end of the day you should be without a riyah, and then we know today ended without a riyah. Tomorrow's a whole different cheshbon. Mashayin Kane, if anyway she might have a riyah later that day, what's the difference if she has 10 hours left in the day in the morning, or it's minamincha l'mayla, where she has very little time, but l'mayla there still is time for another riyah that day, there's no chiluk. And here it says, Mali ifrisha b'risha, and so the Gemara Sakasha that the Mishnah said ifrisha b'sheni. So the Gemara says that Rebbe originally thought that there was a chiluk, because he asked Rebbe Yishin of Shimon, what's the din if she's baidik the seventh day in the morning? And they said it's good. And the sixth day they said it's good. The fifth day they said it's good. The second day they said it's good. He didn't ask about the first day. And then he said it was a mistake, because all the other days, all she's is becheskes tumah, and the hefsek works in the morning. So who would din the first day? And the Rashi says, why did he think originally not to ask, because like we said, since she started the Riyah today, it's very not mistarber she'll end the Riyah today. That's the Gemara. So there's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam holds l'maisa that way. The Rambam holds l'maisa, it doesn't work berisha. That's what he says. He says, l'gabe nida, because he paskins hilchas nida also, even not zava. He paskins even alachas arenegeya v'tairis. So he says that bedikah shachris only works on the second day. It doesn't work on the first day. Even though the Brisa says it works on the first day, and Rebbe's maskana also seems to be that it works on the first day, but the Mishnah Lamaisa says Sheni. So the Mishnah says Sheni, it's mashma, only Sheni, not Rishon. The Ramban's also mitzaded to be machma that way. So kum tes halacha Lamaisa lefi the Ramban, and lefi the Rambam, if an Isha has a Riyah for one day and stops that day of the Riyah, the Rishon, so then she can't do a hafsik tara al kaponim bedika shachris wouldn't work. Mashenkin, the Rashba says no. The Rashba says faket. The Brisa says clearly it works for Rishon. Rebbe also seems to have been chayzer. He says to Isi Shalai Shalti, I made a mistake. I should have asked Rishon also. And Mikar Microsoft, it says originally the Aldusa, when he didn't ask, there he held Hayal Vokzimai Pesuch, which sounds like the Maskana Rebbe held, that there's no sort of Hayal Vokzimai Pesuch. And you have him refer to Brisa, it works for Rishon. So Al-Kachach, the Mishnah B'Sheni is Lav Dafka, and it means who would then be Rishon. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban are Machmer B'Rishon, and the Rashba is Mekel B'Rishon. Now the Beis Yosef has a shmuz like this. If your whole Rishon is no good, like the Rambam and the Ramban, is it pshat that only Shachris B'Rishon is no good? Or even Bein HaShmashis B'Rishon is no good? Even Bein HaMincha L'Maila B'Rishon is no good? As I claim to Beis Yosef HaShaila, the Rambam is a little mashmer that Bechal doesn't work. He doesn't say anything works Berishon. He says Berishon and Bedika doesn't work. He doesn't say that it only doesn't work because of Shachris. The Rambam is a little mashmer. Bedika Bechal doesn't work Berishon. But the Ramban says that it doesn't work only if he has Yodeh ben Inea kol ben Hashmashes. So later, the Beis Yosef says, if Shat in the Ramban is that a Bedika min a Mincha L'mayla won't work. But what will work is, if she has a meich dachuk, she puts in cloth, and the cloth is there, so we know for sure, again, the day ended betara, so that would work, even b'yayim rishayin. But a bedika, samach lebein hashmashis, wouldn't work b'yayim rishayin. Now, the riff is mashmit the whole sugya. And that's a little bit shver, because even though the sugya is discussing nidam, and we do zayin nikiyim, so it's not negayitas nida. But the Rif never mentions the din b'chlal of hefsek tara. Never mentions the din that you need a bedika to start the Zayin Nikiyim. The Noi de Behuda and Sim Memvav is nesayri to this. Kenzayin, you could say that the Hasagas HaRazan on the Baal Nefesh L'Raivit brings a mixus, Mepharshim brings a mixus minagayinim that hold, that the whole din of the Mishnah is dafka fataris, not for Baila. It's a chumra fataris. We'll have to go, like we said, from the Tais Rosh and the Arzaruah, that the din of Hefsek Tara is only a chumra. Midaraisa, we can nemon, she stopped the Riyah. If she feels she stopped the Riyah, even without a bedika, if she doesn't see any dam, or feel any dam, that's enough to say that there's no Riyah. It's only chumra derabanan. And the chumra is only by Taras. And l'chayr, that would stim with the Rif. That's why the Rif doesn't bring it b'chlal. The Rif is not negayat Taras. So the Rif leaves out the sugya of Hefsek Tara b'chlal. Now the Rosh, here in the Halachas, he leaves out the Mishnah just like the Rif. The Rosh very much follows the Rif, but the Rosh in his Hilchas need the B'Ksara, says that you need a Bedika, and more than that, he says that you need the Bedika Bein HaShmashis. The Beis Yosef is marich a lot about the Rosh. Why does the Rosh say that you need the Bedika Bein HaShmashis? L'chayra, we should pass it like the Chachamim, that Bedika Shachra should help. And the Rosh doesn't discuss the difference between Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni. He says you need Bein HaShmashis. So the Beis Yosef is mefalpa with it. The Beis Yosef declares that maybe the Rosh holds like Rashi, that the Tanakam of the Mishnah is only Mekel Shachris by Shvi. And maybe he doesn't pass like the Chom Masrei of the Mishnah. He passes like the Tanakam of the Mishnah. He says it's very shvei to say pass like a Behuda. Behuda is a Das Yochid. But maybe he passes like the Tanakam of the Mishnah. It's Tafka B'Shvi. And it doesn't bother mentioning that B'Shvi you don't need Bein HaShmashis. That's like plug. But he says what's more karev to him is that the Rosh was saying it for the Hilchas Nida B'Ksara. He was talking halacha l'maisa, And lechatchila you should do a bein hashmashes. Because even though Medika Shachris is good enough, and vice days, there is a chash, since it's still that same day, there is a chash, you'll still have a riyah that day. We pass him with the evid, it's good. But lechatchila you should do a bein hashmashes, because then you have less of a suffix. And the Torah of Ayis LaRashba, in the Torah of Ayis HaKotzer, he goes even one step further. He says, lechatchila she should have a meich dochuk that's there in Ba'is HaMakim called Bein HaShmashis, and that's lechatchila, a chumra lechatchila, to be meitzi mikol safik. Even though you don't need it, even B'dika Shachris works, but a chumra lechatchila. So who within the rush when he says that B'dika should be Bein HaShmashis, it's a din lechatchila. The Sejitarim is mitzadet to say in the Rosh another pshat, because Taisus here, I finot, says a gemal de gechidish, based on the gemara nafnan gimel, that he says that as long as she knew she had a riyah this day, everyone's maskin, you need a bedika alacha mincha. The whole din that bedika shachris works is if you bechlal don't know there was a riyah today bechlal. But if you know there was a riyah today, she was pesik the day of the riyah, so then you zicha need a bedika after mincha. So Taisus is bothered by the Gemara. So what are they chepping Rabbi Yehuda? That why does Rabbi Yehuda say you need a bedikim in a mincha l'mayla? If it was Yedam Menaches Bein Enel, Kol Bein HaShmash, they understand. But otherwise, what's the difference mincha or shachris? They also hold that if she had a riyah today, not again, there's not Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon means she had a riyah, she started the riyah today and ended the riyah today. She had a riyah just for one day. But Taisus is saying more than that. Taisus is saying as long as even if she started the riyah before, but as long as you know that there was a riyah also today, then she needs a bedikim in the mincha l'mayla. So Taisus says a daichik that if the pshat is that it's only when you had a riyah that day, then we understand min mincha l'mayla. We understand the mayla of it. But if you're going to say you need min mincha l'mayla, even if you don't have the riyah that day, you're being machma so much, then you'd have to be machma even to have your damn menachas bein enel. But if the Rosh would hold like Taisus, it's good why he says Bein HaShmashis, because since if she knew she had a riyah today, and she stopped today, you need Bein HaShmashis, Mikir Adin, so the Rosh made a light plug, and always you have Bein HaShmashis. Baal Kopanim, Sichitara points out that the pashtus of the Gemara is that there's mamish no chilek, according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Huda, between Menamincho Lamayla and Shachris. The only chilek you can make is Yodam Menachis Menaneh Bein HaShmashis. That's the pashtus of the Gemara, not like Taisus. And that's what he said. L'chayr, the Rambam is mashman that way. He doesn't bring an etza for B'dik Yermishin to say you could be B'dik Bein HaShmashis. And the Ramban says you need your Yedam Menachas Bein Enel. That when you want to be mashman B'Yermishin, meaning that she had the riyah that day and was paska B'Yayim, and that's Yermishin, and you want to go with the Gemara of Ha'el Hufzik Mayim Pesor, because the Mishnah says Yerm Sheni, so it doesn't help with B'dikim in a Mincha L'mayla, because like the Gemara says, there's no chilek in a Mincha L'mayla, or shachris. You need dafki yedam menachas bein enel. But in Shulchan Aruch it says like this. In Shulchan Aruch it says, lechatchila the bedika should be bein samach bein hashmashes. That's the rush. That's lechatchila. Beisayisif going on that the rush means lechatchila. Everyone's masking lechatchila, it should be samach bein hashmashes. Bedika shachris the bedihavit. And it brings down also that yel elam yilman adam lachma lechatchila to even have a meich dachuk. To be either called bein hashmashes. That means that for sure she ended the day betara. But that's all the chatchila. If she saw for more than one day, it's not the Yom Rishon, then b'di'eved, b'dika shachris works. And the Shulchan Aruch is not even machme for Taisus, that as long as she had a riyah today, b'dika shachris wouldn't work. No, as long as it's day two of the riyah, even if they happened, you know for sure there was a riyah today, b'dika shachris does work. But if she only saw one day, and she was paska the day that she saw, so then, the Mechaber says that you need a Meich Dochuk, because he's being chayshish for the Rambam and the Ramban that say that Yom Rishon B'dika doesn't help. And he's naming on that it doesn't even help, even if it's after Bein HaShmashis. Like the Mashmoyish of the Gemara, that only Rabbi Yehuda is Mechalik between Menamincho L'mayla or Shachris. But the Rabbanan hold is no Chilik. You need a Dam Menaches Bein HaNeh, you need a Meich Dochuk. That's the only way to do a B'dika if she's raw Yom Echad Bovat. But the Rama says yes, she needs a meich dachuk, but b'di'evid, b'dikas bein hashmashis would help, but b'dikas shachar is not. So he said, Jitara has a hard time understanding that pshara. Because if you go like the Rashba, even Bedikas Shachris helps. And if you're going like the Rambam and the Ramban, Pashtus Bedikas Lacha Mincha also doesn't help. You need Dafki Yedeh Menachis Beninach or Benashmoshis. Halachayah, the pshat in the Rambam is, and he's also mitzadet that way, he just holds it's very shver. And the pshat is be'etzim, you have the Rashba sheet, even Bedikas Shachris help. And even if you learn up the Gemara, that we don't pass in Yom Rishon, but that could only be Bedikas Shachris doesn't help Yom Rishon, but maybe Bedikas Menachim Mal help Yom Rishon. And you see, Taisus at least holds that you could say a chilek between Menachim Lamaila and Shachris, even according to the Rabbanan. So Mela, he says, it's Kaim Pshara that if it's right, we're not machma like the Rambam and the Rabban, even though they themselves hold that Bedikas Menachim Mal also doesn't help. But if it's right, we're not machma like them. And we now on al kapanim bin yevin that even without a ma'ichdacha called benishmashes, bedika would work minamin cholamayla. That's a pshat in the Rambam. But the Sijitara holds that you shouldn't be saying mechanit, because he says you don't really find the shita that way, and you should be makbid even bin yevin to have the bedika to be like a ma'ichdacha called benishmashes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.